During lunch, I was asked to change the plan again. I was asked whether we could have the somebody members standing here answering questions for a panel after the last talk, and I think that's a good idea. So is Jeffrey Byung-Shin here? So could you? No? So maybe he's just outside. So I would like him to talk directly after John instead of John Terpstra. I will look for him. I'll find him. So all the talks just move up one, and then from starting at 5 p.m., I would like to have the somebody members here and ask them questions. When do we have somebody read it all? And what can you do? And so on. And what about Active Directory domain controller? A very common question these days. So this time we have John Terpstra as Mr. Somebody 3 out. He's going to talk about the reasons why he wants to see that code, and some things you can do with Samba 3. John.
Thank you, Volker. And I'd just like to say I'm really pleased to be here and pleased that everyone has demonstrated the level of interest in Samba. The session I'm about to present has really been precipitated by comments that I've received privately, as well as from feedback on the Samba mailing list. It would appear that a lot of people are waiting to migrate off Windows NT 4. It is my impression that people here in this at this conference are not necessarily looking to migrate. They are already using Samba. How many of you are in fact waiting to migrate from Windows NT 4 domain control to Samba 3? Could I have a show of hands there? Okay, so I was wrong, so this is for you then. So what I would like to cover today is what are the issues. What do we want to achieve in a migration from NT4 to Samba? We really need to understand what the impact of our choice is. We need to plan our migration. Nothing is worse than something that is not planned. We need to understand what the tools for migration are, and we need to understand what the future holds. And then I hope to conduct a very quick live migration. The extent to which we pull that off depends on how much time we have. So the first question that we need to address is, why do we want to migrate? A simple migration from a Microsoft product to Samba is not appealing to management unless they understand what the objectives of the migration are. Is it your objective to improve your ability to manage your network installation? Is it your objective to obtain better functionality for your users, to obtain cost control or reduction? Is it your desire, is the prime motivation to reduce your exposure to Microsoft's changes? Is it your desire to avoid Microsoft's licensing program, the new license version 6, or is it just outright your company and your organization's desire to reduce your dependency on Microsoft outright? Now, before I go on, this is not looking as good as it might do, but I'm actually running on Windows XP through VNC, running OpenOffice on SUSE Linux. So we actually have quite a few little bits of technology that are all working together here, and this presentation will be available on the Samba XP website. So understand, first of all, why you want to migrate. That's very important. If you do not have a solid and functional and foundational reason for migration, the chances are that within a very short time of making the migration, your company might pressure you to migrate to Windows NT Server 2003. If you want to avoid that, then you need to have the right answers to these questions. And I can tell I'm going to have to keep moving here. What's happened now? Well, we'll go manually. Can you all see that okay? Well, let's see if we can fix this. Yeah, I wish they hadn't done that one. Got it. Okay. We'll get there. Okay. So, the first thing to recognize is that Samba 3 is not Microsoft Windows NT. Samba 3 offers significant reasons to migrate. It offers a lower cost of ownership. Support availability with no strings attached. What do I mean by support availability with no strings attached? You can buy your support from any one of the 160-odd organizations that provide paid-for support for Samba. Small organizations, big organizations. Hewlett-Packard, IBM, or Simo, put your hand up and say, I'm available. Okay? You can buy that your support from these organizations without being bled to death and without having to sign a software assurance program that guarantees that your organization is going to be locked into a 3-year contract that you legally cannot get out of. Is that better? Okay. With Microsoft Licensing Version 6, are you aware that when your organization or company buys into that software assurance program and your organization is acquired or sold during the course of that contract, the transfer of that license may not go with your with the company? You have to read the licensing agreements very carefully. So the fact that Samba version 3 allows you to avoid that is a very powerful reason for presenting Samba 3 migration as a true alternative. Samba also has a number of forward features that will help you to get better desktop control than you can achieve with Windows NT 4, but not the same desktop control that you can get with Windows Active Directory. Above all, I believe it's important to recognize that Samba 3 is not Microsoft Windows NT. It is not Windows 2003. It does not provide Active Directory at this time. So if you go to Samba, what is it that you miss out on in going to Samba 3? Well, in Windows 2000 and with Active Directory, a number of nice things that are available are not available to you with Samba 3. First of all, group policies, the replacement of the old Windows NT config.pol file that you put into your netlogon share that allows you to control the nature of what can and cannot be done on the desktop, that is now with Active Directory something that moves into Active Directory itself. However, Microsoft have maintained, at least for the time being, backwards compatibility for that older behavior with ntconfig.pol, and what I hope to demonstrate today is that we can maintain that. We can even extend that by adding a few things to it that give you more control than what Microsoft offered with the Windows NT 4 Group Policy Editor. Logon scripts now go into Active Directory. We'll try that again. Logon scripts now go into Active Directory, whereas previously they would run from the netlogon share. We still have backwards compatibility for that. So despite the fact that we don't get the new functionality, we can work around quite a few of the limitations. Software controls now go into Active Directory, and a few applications are beginning to emerge that are dependent on that. You need to be aware of that. That is a limitation that, for the time being, in a SAMBA 3 controlled environment, you cannot get. So you may still need Active Directory. You may still be locked into a Microsoft backend environment of some sort. So in planning migration, we need to be well aware of what sort of things need to be moved across. You must make yourselves familiar with the new SAMBA how-to. The new SAMBA how-to is documentation that's being worked on by Yelma Vinoy, raise your hand and just wave it in the air. Thank you, Yelma, and myself and others. And we are recruiting people who have expertise, who have points, who have little snippets of know-how to contribute those. Please email those to us. Email them to myself or to Yelma, it doesn't matter. And we will make certain that that little bit of knowledge, that pearl of wisdom that you have, will end up getting recorded so that everyone can benefit from your knowledge. It's also very important to identify the differences between an NT4 domain control environment and how the SAMBA environment works, and above all, that you design your migration and the new environment that you will migrate to before you do it. Don't try to do this on the fly. It will result in a lot of frustration. It will also potentially result in failures that you and we don't want to see happen in the world. And the last point on that last slide was, educate your users as to what they can expect from the new environment. It's very important in migrating from one desktop environment or back-end environment to another that your users are aware of how this will impact them. Get their buy-in, get their commitment before you make the change. Now, from the SAMBA mailing list and from other discussions I've had, it looks like there are basically three types of that pretty well the entire spectrum of those wishing to migrate fit into one of three different categories. They either have fewer than 50 users on site, they have 50 to 250 users on site, that typically means that the site already has some technical expertise, and then there are the really large sites, you know, the 5 million users that all need to be in one directory back end and have all sorts of complex needs. So the small site of fewer than 50 users typically is dependent upon outside help or doing everything themselves. We see a lot of frustrated users from small sites that have tried to implement SAMBA without really understanding what they are doing. I think it's fair to say that we don't see anywhere near the same type of complaints or difficulties from the larger sites. They're typically a more technical type of person who writes to the mailing list for help with in a larger site environment. So in planning for success, you basically have three choices that you can make in your migration strategy. One is a simple conversion. Just simply migrate across, copy across everything that you have under NT4 into a SAMBA 3 environment and leave the rest alone. The third opportunity is for an upgraded conversion. It could be one that involves integration of SAMBA with what you have rather than throwing away what you have. It could involve a strategy of saying, let's put SAMBA 3 in there, make it all work, and then we'll move stuff across as we get used to it and suffer keep every step as small as possible to have the least amount of unexpected outcome and the least number of hurdles to cross. And the last opportunity is one for complete redesign of the network. Above all, it's important that you take sufficient time. Do not try to rush any migration. Microsoft Windows appears to be very simple. The reality is, only fools rush into a major network change. Now, a simple conversion makes use of the minimal operating system specific features of SAMBA. We introduced in SAMBA 3 an opportunity to run a TDB SAM that's in our own binary database, and we provided an option to have no Unix accounts. Now that was intended as a work tool for the Samba team, not something that we intended people to deploy commercially or in their business environments. However, it's very clear from feedback that people are doing this and that this is something that's wanted. The no Unix account option works fine for user accounts at this time. It does not yet work with group accounts. So I'll explain a few of the finer points of that as we get into the actual example migration. Essentially, what the simple conversion involves is setting up the TDB SAM _NUA and then running a vampire procedure that just sucks all the data off the NT4 server, and theoretically then you can turn off your NT4 server. It's not a good idea to try to do this while your users are on the network. Upgraded conversion involves translating NT features into host operating system specific features. In particular, it will involve you in having some form of Unix account for your users, even if that is done through WinBind or through another mapping facility. And it will involve establishing a connection between Windows NT groups and Unix or Linux system groups. In essence, what it is a copy and improve type strategy. It minimizes user impact and it maximizes ultimate functionality. It gives you the ability to continue to exercise file access controls at the file system level. Now that's one of the major areas that creates problems, particularly for Microsoft Windows network administrators first coming to Linux or to Samba. They try to set all of their file system access controls up in the share specifications in smb.conf instead of trying to use file system permissions to restrict file access. The complete network redesign option is one that is a lot more complex. You need to make a lot of decisions about what sort of authentication regime you want to run, what sort of back-end database you want, what sort of desktop management methods you are going to deploy. How are you going to get better control of your desktops and of your users? Microsoft, in 1996, introduced the ZAW, the Zero Administration Windows concept. How many of you have used ZAW here? One hand. What Zero Administration Windows was all about is inflicting upon the users changes like, for example, the fact that they cannot store any files on the local workstation. They cannot modify the desktop. They cannot install applications on their workstation. Why did Microsoft introduce Zero Administration Windows? Specifically to reduce network administration overheads. Now, what is the number one complaint that we hear from Microsoft sites, ignoring Samba for a moment, what's the number one complaint that we hear from users on Microsoft sites that have a Windows NT4 backend or Windows 2000 backend that are not using Active Directory and not using Microsoft Exchange, but are using roaming profiles? It's typically the complaint that says it takes my user 40 minutes to log onto their workstation. Oh, why does it take 40 minutes? Oh, because we have to copy the Outlook PST file across the network. Oh, yes, how big is your Outlook PST file? Oh, only about 36 gigabytes. So how many of you are aware that there are controls in Windows that allows you to redirect things like My Documents and the location of the PST file to a network share? How many of you are aware of it? Okay, put your hands down, put your hand up again if you actually use that on site. There aren't quite as many hands up there. So, in a complete network redesign, you really need to identify what your strategy is for making your users a lot happier and making and removing the need for your administrators to take jars and jars of aspirin to work. Samba offers you a number of implementation choices. In terms of the authentication backend, you could use WinBind, going to an external authentication server. That external authentication server could be running NT4, could be running Windows 2000 Active Directory, could be running Samba. It doesn't matter. But you can design to use WinBind. Alternatively, you could store your authentication backend in a database that you have more control over. That could be using the old SMB password file, which is a plain text file, or you could be using TDBSAM or LDAP as the backend, or even, thanks to Yelma, raise your hand again and claim ownership of MySQL SAM, MySQL SAM. And each of those offers you the opportunity to run without Unix accounts. Now, I personally believe that's a bit of a dumb idea, but if you want to use that and you want to help us to debug that, that's fine. We'll welcome your bug reports. The next thing is access controls. How do you use it? The question is, how do you use PAM MK Homedir with Samba? Samba itself does not use it, but PAM does use it. Now, you can get Samba to use it because in the Samba PAM file, you can get it to auto-create the user's home directory as the user logs in. But as to how you configure that in PAM, that's a PAM configuration question. If you'd like to see me about that later on, I'm more than happy to show you. It is actually, if you have a look, in the Turbo Linux packaging, under the Samba code tree, under packaging Turbo Linux, you will, and under packaging Caldera Open Linux, you will find example PAM config files for how to use the PAM MK Homedir. It's also documented in the Samba how-to, even for Samba 2.2, under the Integrating Samba with Microsoft Windows Network section, which was section 2, if I remember correctly. Okay, so far as access controls are concerned, Samba offers you a great deal of flexibility. Using the server manager for Windows NT4, which you can get through a package called Nexus that you can install even on Windows 9X, you can set access control lists on the shares that Samba itself offers. So if you say that everyone is given no privilege to connect to a share, guess who can connect to the share? No one. Now, if you give on the file system everyone read, write, and execute permission, guess who can get at that everyone read, write, and execute permission? No one. Because on the share you said everyone should not get access. You all catch that? You've got to be very careful with the access control privileges that you allow on a share. Secondly, we set permission file access privileges and permissions on the file system itself. Now, one of the most common answers that we need to give on the Samba mailing list is that we have Johnny and we have Jack and we have Jill, and they each need to create files in a public directory, but if Johnny creates the file, then Jack and Jill can't write to that file. How do we fix this in Samba? What's the right answer to that question? That is not a Samba problem. That's a Unix or Linux systems administration problem. How do you force the creation of files that every user in a particular directory can access. You set the sticky bit on the directory for the group, and that way every file created in that directory will be owned by that group, and that way if every user is a member of that group, then they will have read-write access over that file.
And you need the parameter force create mode 020.
I beg your pardon?
Force create mode 020 to make the group write bit set.
Yeah. Okay, and thirdly, you can set access controls like force user and create mode and force create mode and force directory mode and all of those other fancy things in your smb.conf file. But my advice to you, if you want a lot of headaches and you want a lot of things that are going to be complex to debug, then use that method to guarantee your employment. Next set of implementation choices, policies. Do we migrate the old ones we have, or do we create new ones? How many of you use policy files to control desktop functionality? A few hands go up. Now you realize, of course, that policy files cannot be shared between Windows 9X clients and Windows NT clients. How many did not know that? That's very good. You all knew it. And those who had their hands up, I'm going to ignore. I'm going to say you all knew it anyhow. Okay. How many of you are aware that Windows 2000 does not provide an editor to create ntconfig.pol files? A few hands go up. How many of you are aware that ntconfig.pol files located in the netlogon share still work with Windows 2000 and Windows XP? Now keep your hands up if you know what a registry tattoo is. Very good. A registry tattoo is what happens with NT4 style policy files. You can set a policy restriction that changes a registry value on the workstation permanently. One of the things that Microsoft pushed very strongly is the use of Windows Active Directory group policy objects because they do not have a tattoo effect. There's no residual effect. You need to understand how logon scripts work. How many of you use logon scripts? Very good. How many of you use fancy tools to create logon scripts on the fly? I'm sorry? Okay, look at the new Samba how-to. Oh, just going back one step, you can migrate your policy files and you can migrate your profiles from an NT4 environment to a Samba environment, even if the SID changes. The SID is stored in a file called ntuser.dat. You can modify that using a new tool, a tool that's new to Samba 3, created by Richard Sharp. Richard, you want to just raise your hand? No, never mind. Richard Sharp created a tool called Profiles. It allows you to migrate your profiles across. From additional choices, where you create a tie between the Windows NT environment user and groups, you may have operating system imposed limitations on the length of a username and the length of a group name. For example, if you use the group add functionality under Linux today, you cannot create a group that has an uppercase character or a space in it. It's also limited to 16 characters in length. So far as migration tools go, you have the fundamental tools in Samba called net, RPC client, SMB password, PDB edit, SMB group edit and profiles, and there will probably be an additional tool called edit reg that Richard Sharp is still working on. Under the Windows NT4 environment, there is the domain user manager and the server manager, both of which are available as part of a package Microsoft have made available called Nexus. In the Samba how-to documentation, there is a link to that you can go to pull this off Microsoft's site. So far as authentication is concerned, the tools that you would be using would be the tools you need to configure your backend, either SMB Password, TDB SAM, LDAP SAM, or MySQL SAM, with or without the Unix account. So far as future outlook is concerned, I would predict that a number of companies over the next 12 months will bring out management and control tools for Samba, specifically targeted at what is now going to be a growing Samba market. Look for better relationship management between the host operating system environment and Samba. Look for better Windows registry integration tools. Look for some form, we will be looking for some form of group policy object handling in Samba, possibly through an Active Directory interface of our own. Support for nested group memberships, which is a possibility with Windows 2000, but not with NT4 or Samba at this time. Some form of machine policy implementation. And above all, I would expect that in the next 12 months we will see the publication, the commercialization of some rollout and deployment technologies for a Samba backend. For background information, I strongly urge you to read the new Samba how-to. The new Samba how-to is already available online. It's updated as we are building it, as we are creating it. You will be able to pull it down from the Samba head branch CVS tree. It will also be available off the Samba website. The Samba man pages are being radically updated, and you should keep up to date with the new man pages. By the time that Samba 3 ships, we expect that there will be a complete and comprehensive new set of documentation. As a last question of you, how many of you use SWAT, the Samba web admin tool? We've got a few hands there. How many of you have used the new Samba configuration wizard that's part of SWAT? Not many hands at all. So could I have a show of hands there? How many believe we should just get rid of that Samba configuration wizard? Great, we've got one hand there, two hands. Two hands out of an audience, right. Well, I expect you to come up to me and tell me what's wrong with the wizard so that we can either improve it or junk it. So is that a contract? Is that a deal with those who put their hands up? Good. The new how-to has a radical improvement in layout and content. I would value your feedback. If you have any opinions or any suggestions, please let either Yelma or myself have them. We need your feedback. You are the experts with Samba. We are not. We're just a bunch of hackers. I know nothing about any of this stuff. If you don't tell me, I can't put it in the documentation. There's one man here who gave a presentation on printing. Kurt is updating the CUPS printing section. If you have suggestions for stuff that you would like Kurt to cover, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. In summary, Samba 3 is approaching maturity and will ship sometime soon. I can't tell you when. It's really up to you to decide what the priority is. Because the more of you start using it and telling us what we still need to fix, the faster those things will get fixed. So far as migration from NT4 to Samba is concerned, you can do it, and you can do it now. Samba 3 misses some Windows XP-isms and 2000-isms, but don't worry about it. There are alternative features that will be attractive to your users. Above all, whether you find the migration successful or not depends on how well you plan, test, and prove before you deploy. Do we have time to do a quick migration still? Okay, well, we're going to very quickly attempt to demonstrate a migration. So, I don't know how well this is going to fly, but I'm going to run VMware over VNC. I have never done this before. I did not test this before. It may not work. Settle down. Oh, yeah. While we're waiting, what I'm going to do is show you... Enlarge the font, please. Okay. How about we go to Hacha? Or is it Hucha? Huge. Okay. What I have done is created a little script. Can you all read that? Sort of. It's as big as it can be. Okay. What we do here is we pick up the domain SID through running a netget local SID after we have configured the Samba server. When you start up Samba with the TDB SAM underbar NUA option, it will automatically create a group underbar mapping.tdb file. It automatically creates the Windows NT4 groups, but it sets them all to Unix GID -1. And you can't perform a migration from your NT4 environment to Samba until those currently point to a valid Unix system group. So what I've done here is I've created a little script that sets those to some semi-sensible values. Hopefully, we will remove the dependency on you having to tie these things to a Unix group and give you a separate tool that will allow you to do this after you've done your migration. So far as doing the migration is concerned, I have another little script here called Vampire. I hope you can read that. I'll see if I can do anything to increase the font size. Let's try to go to custom. That didn't help a great deal. Never mind. What we'll be running here is as soon as we are ready to perform our migration, I'm going to add the root account to Samba. We've discovered that that has to be there. Andrew Bartlett is going to fix that, or is currently working on fixing that. Additionally, we need to pre-initialize our groups. Then we need to set the Samba domain SID to the same as the Windows NT4 domain SID. We do that with the netget SID. There's a new net command in Samba 3. That's also being fixed. I'm sorry? Okay. Then we do a netRPC join, and then we do a netRPC vampire to suck all of our details across. So I'm going to run that script in just a few moments. Let's just see what happened here. Does anyone know how to... Sorry, what was that? Shift, Control, Alt, Delete. Shift, Control, Alt, Insert. No, that didn't. Okay. Now, how do we make that? Does anyone know how to open up a menu? There we go. No, wrong one. Oh, never mind. Let's just go back and do the migration. So what we have here in Samba at the moment, in the Etsy Samba directory, we have no secrets file. So by running the script vampire.sh, moo, that shouldn't quite have happened. Well, let's... Huh? Sorry? Yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? Well, something didn't quite happen, but anyhow. What did we get? PDB edit minus L. Okay, we only have root across there. Let's just do a quick cat on... We'll run them manually. Can we ping NT4 server? Yep. Can we look at it?
Yeah, we might still have a problem with joining the domain as a meeting seat when the machine account already exists. So this might be your problem. I've seen that before. NetRPC gets it.
I'm sorry?
NetRPC gets it.
Gotcha. Okay, we've got that. And that's the correct SID. NetRPC join. Unable to join the domain.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now, how do I get to my start button? Is
Control
the
escape.
Control escape, no.
The KDE taskbar. John? Yeah. Move the mouse here and press the left button.
Hang on.
Doesn't work.
Control escape. That gets the underlying Windows system. Remember, we're running through VNC. Yeah, I'm trying to do that, and I'm trying to get a right click. Here we go.
So now you know why we don't call Zamba 3.0 Zamba 3.0 release. Because this should work when it's shipped. At least the problem should be documented. I think you have to reboot ND4, don't you?
Oh, dear. No, we're not getting there.
Sean, I'm afraid I think we're running
out of
time.
Yeah, I think we've run out. We're going to have to give it a miss.
So. Yeah, are there any questions left? I think he's going to answer some of them. No. No questions left. Yeah, then thanks. Ah, sorry.
Can we get the import script?
Say again.
Can you get the import script? I have much problems to import machine accounts and group definitions.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Can you get the import script from you?
Yes, no problem.
Yes. Okay.
All of the files that I have used here will be on my homepage. In fact, Thorker will have the details. If you go to http://samba.org/tildejht/nt4migration, you will find all the files, including the presentation there. Yeah, okay. And before Volker says larger font, that will get you everything that I have used here or will have used here today. Any other questions?
So thanks, John, for the trying
Thank
the
you.
Challenge to do it live.
Yeah, well.
It was a good attempt, and yeah, thanks a lot for that. Yeah.